Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Humboldt County received a lot of late season rain this year, and that's resulted in more growth of grasses in our region. In the wildfire world, those grasses are known as light fuels, and as our bumper crop of light fuels dry out from the warm, dry weather we're having, it will be easy for wildland fires to start and grow. Right now, our light fuels inland are well on their way to being dry enough to support fires, while at the coast, they have a little more drying out to do. Now, while fire is a natural part of the ecosystem and helps to maintain a healthy forest, 94% of all wildfires in California are started by humans. Many are also started by dry lightning, but of course, there's nothing people can do to stop dry lightning, but we can do a lot to ensure that we don't start fires. First of all drivers should ensure that nothing's dragging on the ground behind them, since things like chains are known to throw sparks and start roadside fires. Also, avoid driving through tall grass, including machinery such as lawnmowers and tractors, since the heat from these machines can easily start fires in the dry grass. If you must mow your lawn, do it early in the morning when the winds are calm and the temperatures are low. Other activities like welding and cutting pipes outdoors should be avoided entirely this time of year. Campers and backpackers should make sure that all campfires are managed properly. Clear vegetation to a minimum of 5 feet away from the fire, and when putting it out, make sure to drown it in water so that it's cool to the touch. Covering your fire with dirt just causes it to smolder for a long time so that it can be later disturbed and become an ignition source. Campers should also be aware of and obey local burn bans, and those wishing to burn debris piles at home should follow the safety rules, obey local burn bans, and obtain the proper permits from the Air Quality Management District. Unfortunately, these precautions alone won't completely eliminate the threat of wildfire, so homeowners in fire-prone areas need to be prepared, just in case. Before a fire starts, you should be ready by making sure to develop what's called defensible space around your home, since this will reduce the likelihood that your house will ignite and also give firefighters a chance to defend it. Flammable vegetation should be cleared to within 100 feet from your home, and more if you live on a hill. These simple precautions will help make your home fire safe. Residents should also get set by preparing for a possible evacuation. Create evacuation plans for both people and animals, and prepare an emergency supply, and develop communication plans that include important contact information. Taking the above precautions ahead of time will ensure that you're ready to go quickly in the event of an evacuation. This has been Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.